Okay, this is Parak Beis in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. And in this parak, the Rambam is going to be talking about a lot of details regarding the Mizbeach. As you'll see, the Mizbeach was a very, very complex part of the Beis HaMikdash. And a couple of pictures to really get clarify how the Mizbeach was constructed. Shalacha Aleph, the Rambam says, the Mizbeach Makomam Mechuban Biyoser. So this is a very important idea. The Mizbeach has a very, very precise location. Okay, there's a very specific location for the Mizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash. They mishana lasa mkom olam. You can never change the location of the Mizbeach. Nemar zem Mizbeach olal Yisrael. Ube Mikdash ne'akad Yitzchak Avinu. And it was at that place, and it was where the Beis HaMikdash was going to be built, that the Akedah took place. Nemar v'letachal eretz ha-Moriah. And it also says, v'nemar divrei yomim v'achel Shlomo lidnos his Beis HaShem Yishlayim b'har Moriah. We see Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash at that same spot. Asher nir l'David Avihu. So we see clear evidence from Tanakh that this is the location of the Mizbeach, because that's where the Akedah took place. Halacha Beis. Now, umisoros biyadakol, and it's our tradition is clear by for everyone. Shemakom shabanu v'davar shlomo mizbeach v'garan arona, the place where David and Shlomo built the Mizbeach, okay, which is on the floor, so to speak, of the arona. That's the same place that Avram, brought Yitzchak up to, as a potential sacrifice. And Ram is going in opposite order, but that's also the place where Noah, when he left the ark, sacrificed an animal to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's also the Mizbeach that Cain and Hevel brought the Korbanos on. So too, that is the location where Adam, the first human, made a sacrifice, and he was created from that very location. Amru Chachamim, Adam Makam Kaparasa Nibra. Chachamim say, man was created from the very place where atonement, where kapara would take place. Okay, that being the case, Lacha Gimel, Midos Mizbeach Mechuvonos Harbe, but Tzrosu Yidu Ish Meish. This is very unique. Kli of the Mizbeach Kli of the Mikdash is very different than all the other ones because the dimensions, okay, were very, very precise. And not only that, the design of it was actually passed down from person to person. So the Mizbeach that in the times of Ezra that was rebuilt and for the second temple, that was inspired by the future Mizbeach for the third temple. You can't add to the measurements of the Mizbeach, nor can you take away. There were three prophets who came back to Eretz Yisrael, to Israel, with Ezra. Echad heilen al makom mizbeach. So the first prophet's job was to tell them, this is where the mizbeach should be built. Ve'echad heilen al midosav. The second prophet, his responsibility was to tell them the measurements, the dimensions. And finally, ve'echad heilen shemakriven al mizbeach hazeh kol kamonos al v'yishen shambayis. And the third one said that if you're allowed to go ahead and bring sacrifices at this mizbeach, even though the Beis HaMikdash hadn't been built yet. So those were those three prophets. Mizbeach she'asa Moshe, v'she'asa Shlomo, v'she'asa b'nei Hagdolah, u'she'asa b'hasos. So whether the Mizbeach was one that Moshe built in the desert, or the one that Shlomo built, or the one that those who returned with Ezra built, or the one that's going to be built in the Messianic era, kulan eser amos gova kol echa mehen. So it's always going to be 10 amos, in height. Mizekasa b'torah v'shloshim amos komaso, makom aracha dovat. But when the Torah says three amos, okay, it's referring to the area where the wood from the Mizbeach was going to be located. Mizbeach she'asu b'nei Hagdolah, the Mizbeach that was made by those who returned to Eretz Yisrael in the times of Ezra, v'cheina asa l'himanos, and the one that's going to be built in the future, midas arko v'rachbo, so the square dimensions are lama beis amos, lama beis amos, 32 by 32 amos. So just to give you a sense of what this is going to look like, I'm just going to show you two quick pictures, which we'll reference at certain points. So one of them is this. This is the complete Mizbeach. Again, the dimensions here are missing, but what you'll see here is that we're going to get to the Kevesh. That's the ramp that was built. And this is the Mizbeach over here. We're going to get a lot more specifics in a second, but just want to get you used to the language. The Yesod is going to be the foundation, the base of the Mizbeach. The Chut HaSikra is this thread that divided the upper and lower parts of Mizbeach from each other. What you'll notice also is that on the foundation here, this thing called the shisin are little holes where the blood or stuff would be able to run into. There also was a revuva, that's a little chalon, a little opening that they would put discarded chickens into. Also, the the corners, with the Karen, each corner was very, very important. You see, a critical part of the avoda procedure involved the corners of the Mizbeach. And the other picture, just to give you a sense of the height, of course, not the scale, is this one here. It's a little blurry, as I apologize. But here you get a sense of what we're talking about here in terms of the height. 32 amos is going to be the width over here. And then we talk about the height. You see 58 tefachim total height, and we're going to get to all these details soon. This is where that chuta sikra was, separating the upper part of the Mizbeach from the lower part. So just give you a sense of three-dimensionally dimensions that we're talking about. So back to the Rambam. So he says in Halakha Vav, says Esra Amos shall go by Mizbeach, mehen ba'ama bas chamisha tefachim. So when we say the height of the Mizbeach is 10 amos, okay? So it wasn't 100% precise, okay? It could have been approximately, again, meaning what the Amma was. It could be an Amma that's 5 Tvachim, or Mehen Ba'amma Bas Shisha Tvachim, and sometimes they would measure an Amma as 6 Tvachim. We saw this a long time ago, that the measurement of an Amma is not always precise. Ushar Kol Amma's Abinyan Ba'amma Bas Shisha Tvachim, but the rest of the Ammas of the Binyan, okay, we're always going to be using a 6 Tefach Amma. The Gova Kol Mizbeach Nunchas Tvachim. The height of the entire Mizbeach was 58 Tvachim, which is what it called. We saw in that diagram I just showed you. Halakha Zayin. So too, when it came to the overall dimensions and the construct, the design of the Mizbeach, this is how it went. Allah Chamisha Tvachim. So it's going to be a little specific here. Basically, 5 Tvachim up, the Kanas Chamisha Tvachim, and then 5 Tvachim in, Zehu Yisod. That's the base. Okay, so remember, there's, you saw that picture before. Maybe we'll go back in a second, just to make sure we're on the same page. If you look over here, you'll see there are three different levels, okay? There's this bottom level here, then there's a level on top of that, and then there's a level on top of that leading up to the top, okay? So he's referring to the Yisod. Yisod, you went up 5 Tvachim, and then you went in 5 Tvachim, okay? Nimsa Rochav Shloshim Amma Shnei Tvachim, or Rochav Shloshim Amma Shnei Tvachim. So you end up with the Yisod, the square of the Yisod was 30 Amos and 2 Tvachim, by 30 Amos and 2 Tvachim. Allah Shloshim Tvachim, you go up another 30 tefachim, the kanas chamisha tefachim, and then you go in again inside chamisha tefachim, 5 tefachim. We saw the next layer up, zehu sovi. That's called the sovi of the Mizbeach. Allah yudchas tefachim. You go another 18 tefachim up from that, zehu makam aracha. That's the area where the wood is going to be, or the fire is going to take place in the Mizbeach. Nimsu rofo shmon of eshem ama barba tefachim, akavches ama barba tefachim. Now you're going to end up having 28 amos by 4 tefachim, 28 and 4, 28 and 4. Is your square of the makam maracha. Alu yurches tvachim. Now you go up another, what it called, 18 tvachim. The konas of Karen Zavis shall yurches binyan chalam rubra l'chol arba karnas. So then you go up, you basically put up this hollow rectangle, right, in each corner, which is going to now allow us to create the four karnas, the four corners, or literally horns, but the four corners that were stood upright from the Mizbeach. A makam karnas, ama mizeb, ama mizeb sabeh. Each one was one amma by one mana, one amma in its entirety. V'chein makom ragle kohanim amma saviv. So too, the space where the kohanim were able to walk in that area was an amma saviv. Nimsa makom racha rochva esrim arba amos varbar tvachem al esrim arba amos varbar tvachem. So the entire square of the area of the where all the wood and the sacrifices took place in the karnos was end up being 24 amos and 4 tvachem by 24 amos and 4 tvachem. Okay, lachachas. Govo kol karen karen chamisha tvachem. So the vertical height of each karen was 5 tvachem. Ravua kol karen ama ama. Like you said before, the area was 1 by 1. Varbar karnos kalulos hayu mitocha. Now, the karnos themselves were actually hollow. The govo makam racha yurches tvachem. And as he said already, the height of the maracha now is 18 tvachem. Nimsa chati govo mizbeach chavtes tvachem misoba sovil mata. Therefore, the halfway point of Mizbeach in height is 29 tefachim from the end of the sovev down. Okay, you'll see why it's important in a second. So you have this red band, this red thread, that went around the center of the Mizbeach. So around 6 tefachim from the end of the sovev down. You'll see this later on when we get to the specifics of the avoda. But basically, there were different kinds of sprinklings of blood that took place in the side of the Mizbeach. Some of them had to be done on the upper area of the Mizbeach and some in the lower area. So this is the dividing point between upper and lower. V'nimsa guvo min aretz on makam amaracha. Therefore, we see from the height from the ground until amaracha, tesh amos pachos tepa. Came out to about 9 amos minus 1 tepa. Halacha yud. Yisod of Mizbeach. Okay, now getting to that foundation, okay, the lower ledge area of the Mizbeach. Lohaya makif ma'arba ruchosav kumosov. So it did not encircle the entire Mizbeach, okay, meaning, you'll see in a second, but meaning it wasn't like a perfect square that surrounded the entire Mizbeach. Elohaya yisod mashok enegat kuruach tzafonim rabi. Rather, what happened? So the yisod basically encompassed the entire northwestern area of the Mizbeach. Ochel b'darim ama achas. And then as you went down to the southern part, okay, it was, so to speak, swallowed up by one amma, over Mizrach amma achas, and on the eastern side by one amma, the Karen Dromus Mizrachos loyal Yisod. And when you finally get to the southeastern corner, okay, there was no foundation at all, no ledge sticking out on that side. So whereas the other ones were like, imagine like a square on a square, you could see the border of the square. By the Yisod, that border of the Yisod kind of disappears as you get towards the southeastern part of the Mizbeach. Alach Yadav, V'karen Maravis, Dromis, at that southwestern horn, Hayu Shnei Nekavim, there were two holes, K'min Shnei Chot Mendakim, that were like two little nostrils. Vein HaNikron Shisim, so these are called the Shisim, Shadamim Yordamahen, so the blood would travel into them, U'mis Arvin Be'osar Karen Ba'amav Yotzin L'Nachal Kidron. And it will basically mix together in that area of the Karen and then flow out to Nachal Kidron. That's where the leftover blood would flow out. Alakir Beis, Ulumata Beritzvah, okay, below in the floor of the corner, but also a Karen, Hayamokam Ama Ama, there was another area that was an Ama Ba'ama, the Tava Shoshish Vitabas Kvua Ba Shabo, Yordin Lashishim Nakanosa. So basically, they had this big chunk of marble that was set up there, okay, with a Tabas, a ring attached to it. And they would go. They would use that to climb down to the Shisin to clean out the Shisin area. Okay, I think. Let me just double. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Alakhi gimel v'kevesh hayabonu lijomo shom mizbeach. And the ramp, which is very important. Remember, you cannot use steps to go up to the mizbeach. The ramp was built at the southern part of the mizbeach. Archo shloshim shtaim ama rochav tezayin ama. So it was 32 by 16 amos. V'haya ochel ba'ar shloshim ama v'sam mizbeach. And basically, it took over 30 amos right of the side of the mizbeach. And basically, one amma extended from it towards the foundation part, the amma al sovev, and one amma by the second layer of the mizbeach. There was a little space between the top of the ramp and the mizbeach itself. Because you want to make sure that the limbs of the animals that you were bringing up there, you kind of toss onto the mizbeach. The gova kevesh tesh amos pachos shesus ad keneged amaracha. So the height of the kevesh was 9 amos, minus about a sixth of a tepach, which is basically the area, the same surface area that the maracha, that the wooden bundles were arranged on. Alach yudala, ushnei kvashim katanim yotzei mena, right? There were two small ramps that extended from the main one, shebehem ponim liyisod l'sovev hamudalam nizbeach kemala nema. And they were basically, one of them led down to the yisod part, the other one led down to the sovev part. And they were basically separated by each other by a very, very tiny amount. The Cholon Haisa b'Meravo Shel Kevesh, there was a small opening in the western part of the Kevesh, Amma Amma, that was one by Amma, the one Amma, the Ruva Haisa Nikres. It was called the Revuva. Shabon Nosim Psule Chatas Oop. That's where they would chuck the Chatas Oop that were pasul that couldn't be used. Achatavor Tsurasa until they basically broke down and decomposed. The taste of the basis Refa, and then they would burn the remnants. Okay, Lach Dezvah, Vushnei Shulchanos Hayuv Mara of a Kevesh. Okay, there were two tables on the western side of the Kevesh. Echa Shal Shish, one of them was made out of marble, Shunotin Lavesa Ivarim, that they would put the limbs of the sacrifices onto. Echa Shal Kesef, and one made out of silver, Shunotin Lav Klei Shar, so they would put the vessels they were using for the Avoda on top of. Okay, so that's basically the layout of the Mizbeach. Lach Dezvah, now Kishibona Mizbeach, when you build the Mizbeach, Bono So Kul Atam Kimin Amur. So you have to make it as if it's one solid block and there's no empty spaces could be found in the Mizbeach at all. But how do you do this? So you bring these large stones and small stones that are whole, okay, can't be cut. Maybe Sid Bezefes for Kunya, right? And you bring the pitch and tar and molten lead and stuff like that. And what you do is you pour this material over the stones, okay, making, so to speak, a mold of it. Okay, so and that's how you build it. You build it by level by level by bringing the stones in and layering this material over it and building the stones on top of So then what you would do is, remember, you can't use wood in it, but you would use wood, like a block of wood or stone, by, let's say, the southwestern side, which is at the measurement of the yisod. So you would use these to basically create the area that you build the karen into. The yasser gufim shemisof abinyan, you would take them out, so this way, you would, when you take these sort of things, supporting beams that they put up there to build the corners on, once you remove them, they stand up on their own, and those would be hollow. Remember, mizbeach can't have any hollow parts in it, but the kronos, the corners, had to be hollow on the inside. Halachic design, going on with the kronos. Arba kronos on mizbeach, yisodu revuo ma'akvin. So one of the most important parts of the mizbeach, the four corners, the yisod, which is the base, right? Revuo, the square shape of it. All these three things are ma'akev. Without them, it's not a mizbeach. The whole mizbeach she'in lo keren yisod bekevesh rivua hari apostle. Any mizbeach that does not have the keren, the corner, the corners, the yisod, the base, the ramp, and the square shape hari hu puzzle shrabasa ma'akev. Because these four are ma'akev. Aval midas arko midas racho midas kamasa in a ma'akev. But the actual measurements themselves are not technically ma'akev. I mean, they don't undermine it. As long as basically when you go ahead it can never be less than the measurement of an amma by amma, as well as less than that three amos in height, which would be basically which was the same area of the maracha that was used in the mizbeach and the midbar in the desert with the Jews as they were traveling to Israel. Finally, mizbeach and nifkam binyano. Let's say the mizbeach is damaged. Im nifkam binyano tefach puzzle. Okay, if a tefach or more has been damaged, it's puzzle. Pachos mitefach kasher, but less than a tefach is kasher. Who shall lo yeh benishra evin paguma? As long as none of the remaining stones themselves are damaged. Okay, that ends Parak Beis. We'll pick up Parak Gimel after Chag. Chag Sameach.